the social habit that builds deep connections. In our hyperconnected yet increasingly isolated world, the ability to forge genuine, meaningful relationships has become both more challenging and more valuable than ever. While we have countless ways to communicate, from instant messaging to video calls, many people struggle to create the deep connections that truly enrich their lives. The secret isn't found in sophisticated technology or complex social strategies, it lies in mastering one fundamental habit that transforms how we interact with others. The habit is authentic presence, the practice of being fully engaged, genuinely curious, and emotionally available in every interaction. This isn't about learning conversation tricks or memorizing social scripts. It's about cultivating a mindset and approach that allows others to feel truly seen, heard, and valued. When you master this habit, you don't just improve your relationships, you become the kind of person others naturally gravitate toward and trust. Understanding authentic presence in social interactions. Authentic presence goes far beyond simply being physically present in a conversation. It requires a deliberate choice to engage with others on a deeper level, setting aside distractions, judgments, and your own agenda to focus entirely on the person in front of you. Research from leading institutions demonstrates that this kind of intentional listening creates profound connections that can transform both personal and professional relationships. This habit involves three core components: full attention, genuine curiosity, and emotional attunement. Full attention means eliminating distractions and focusing your mental energy on the interaction. Genuine curiosity involves approaching each conversation with an open mind and a desire to truly understand the other person's perspective. Emotional attunement requires sensitivity to both spoken and unspoken communication, allowing you to respond appropriately to the emotional undertones of the conversation. The psychology behind deep connections. Human beings are fundamentally social creatures, wired for connection from birth. When someone practices authentic presence with us, it triggers deep psychological responses that foster trust, safety, and intimacy. Understanding the psychological mechanisms behind meaningful connections reveals why this simple habit is so powerful. When we feel truly heard and understood, our brains release oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone. This neurochemical response creates feelings of warmth, trust, and connection. Additionally, when someone gives us their full attention, it validates our worth and importance, satisfying one of our most fundamental psychological needs. This creates a positive feedback loop where both parties feel more connected and motivated to deepen the relationship. The practice of authentic presence also activates what psychologists call emotional contagion, the tendency for people to unconsciously mirror the emotions and energy of those around them. When you approach interactions with genuine warmth and curiosity, others naturally respond in kind, creating an atmosphere conducive to deeper sharing and connection. Breaking down barriers to authentic connection. Many people struggle with deep connections because they unknowingly create barriers through common social habits. These include multitasking during conversations, waiting for their turn to speak instead of truly listening, making assumptions about what others are thinking, and focusing more on being interesting than being interested. Various psychological habits can either facilitate or hinder our ability to connect authentically with others. The most significant barrier is often our own internal dialogue, the constant stream of thoughts, judgments, and planning that prevents us from being fully present. Learning to quiet this mental chatter is essential for developing authentic presence. Another major barrier is the fear of vulnerability. Deep connections require a willingness to share something real about ourselves and to create space for others to do the same. Many people avoid this because vulnerability feels risky, but it's precisely this willingness to be genuine that creates the trust necessary for meaningful relationships. The art of active listening. At the heart of authentic presence lies active listening, a skill that goes far beyond simply hearing words. Active listening involves paying attention to tone, body language, emotions, and the spaces between words. It means asking thoughtful follow-up questions, reflecting back what you've heard to ensure understanding, and creating space for the other person to express themselves fully. Developing these enhanced social skills through practice and intentionality can dramatically improve your ability to connect with others. This includes learning to read nonverbal cues, understanding the emotional context of conversations, and knowing when to speak and when to remain silent. Effective active listening also requires emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize and respond appropriately to emotions, both your own and others. This means being aware of how your own emotional state affects your ability to listen and being sensitive to the emotional needs of the person you're speaking with. Conversation habits that deepen relationships. Certain conversation habits naturally foster deeper connections while others create distance. Specific conversational approaches have been shown to enhance the meaningfulness of our interactions and create lasting bonds between people. One powerful habit is asking open-ended questions that invite reflection and sharing. Instead of "How was your day?" try "What was the most interesting part of your day?" or "What's been on your mind lately?" These questions signal genuine interest and often lead to more meaningful exchanges. Another crucial habit is sharing vulnerability appropriately. This doesn't mean oversharing or making others uncomfortable, but rather being willing to share something real about your own experience when it's relevant and helpful. This reciprocal vulnerability creates mutual trust and deeper understanding. Building trust through consistent presence. Deep connections aren't built in a single conversation, they develop over time through consistent experiences of feeling valued and understood. Effective communication practices must be maintained consistently to build the trust that underlies meaningful relationships. Trust develops when people can rely on you to be present, attentive, and genuine across multiple interactions. This means showing up consistently, remembering important details about their lives, and following through on commitments. Small gestures of attention and care often matter more than grand gestures because they demonstrate ongoing investment in the relationship. Consistency also means maintaining your authentic presence even when conversations become difficult or uncomfortable. Learning to navigate challenging conversations with grace and authenticity is essential for building relationships that can weather difficulties and grow stronger over time. Authentic presence under pressure. One of the greatest tests of your ability to maintain deep connections comes when you're under stress or pressure. It's easy to be present and attentive when everything is going well, but maintaining that same quality of attention during difficult times is what separates superficial relationships from deep ones. Maintaining authentic communication even when facing significant pressure requires both practice and intentionality. This involves developing the emotional regulation skills to stay centered when stressed and the communication skills to remain clear and empathetic even in challenging situations. During high-pressure moments, the temptation is often to become task-focused and lose sight of the relational aspects of communication. However, it's precisely during these times that maintaining connection becomes most important. People remember how you made them feel during difficult moments, and these experiences often determine whether relationships deepen or deteriorate. Overcoming communication challenges. Every relationship faces communication challenges, and how we handle these difficulties often determines the relationship's trajectory. Developing skills to navigate communication obstacles is essential for maintaining and deepening connections over time. Common challenges include misunderstandings, conflicting perspectives, emotional reactions, and differences in communication styles. Authentic presence provides a framework for addressing these challenges constructively. When you remain genuinely curious about the other person's perspective, even when you disagree, you create space for resolution and understanding. The key is approaching conflicts as opportunities to deepen understanding rather than battles to be won. This requires setting aside your ego and focusing on the relationship's long-term health rather than immediate vindication. Creating safe spaces for vulnerability. Deep connections flourish in environments where people feel safe to be vulnerable and authentic. Understanding how to create these safe conversational spaces is crucial for fostering meaningful relationships. Creating psychological safety involves several elements: demonstrating non-judgment, maintaining confidentiality, showing empathy for difficulties, and responding to vulnerability with appreciation rather than discomfort. When people feel safe with you, they're more likely to share their authentic thoughts and feelings, which creates opportunities for deeper connection. This also means being willing to admit your own mistakes and uncertainties. Perfect people are hard to connect with because they don't leave room for others to be imperfect. Sharing your own struggles and learning experiences creates common ground and makes you more approachable. Practical steps to develop authentic presence. Developing authentic presence requires intentional practice and self-awareness. Start by becoming more conscious of your current conversation habits. Notice when your mind wanders during conversations, when you're planning what to say instead of listening, or when you're checking your phone or other distractions. Practice single-tasking during conversations. Put away devices, turn away from computers, and give the person your full visual and mental attention. This simple act communicates respect and interest more powerfully than any words. Work on your curiosity muscle by asking more questions and fewer statements. Instead of sharing your own similar experience immediately, ask follow-up questions to understand their experience more deeply. Practice reflecting back what you hear to ensure understanding and show that you are truly listening. Develop emotional awareness by paying attention to the feelings underlying conversations. Ask yourself, "What might this person be feeling right now? And how can I respond in a way that acknowledges and honors those feelings?" The ripple effect of authentic connection. When you consistently practice authentic presence, the effects extend far beyond your immediate relationships. People who feel truly seen and heard by you are more likely to extend that same quality of attention to others. You become a model for deeper, more meaningful interaction. In professional settings, this habit can transform team dynamics, improve collaboration, and increase trust and engagement. In personal relationships, it creates the foundation for intimacy, mutual support, and lasting satisfaction. Moreover, the practice of authentic presence often changes you as much as it affects others. When you regularly engage with genuine curiosity and openness, you develop greater empathy, emotional intelligence, and self-awareness. You become more comfortable with vulnerability and better able to navigate the complexities of human relationships. Conclusion. In a world increasingly dominated by surface-level interactions and digital communication, the ability to create deep, meaningful connections has become a rare and valuable skill. The habit of authentic presence, being fully engaged, genuinely curious, and emotionally available, is the foundation upon which all meaningful relationships are built. This isn't about learning new techniques or memorizing conversation scripts. It's about cultivating a way of being that honors the humanity in others and creates space for genuine connection to flourish. When you master this habit, you don't just improve your relationships, you contribute to creating a more connected, empathetic world. The journey toward deeper connections begins with a simple decision: to show up fully in your next conversation. To listen not just with your ears but with your heart. To approach others with genuine curiosity rather than judgment. To create space for vulnerability and authenticity. These small acts, practiced consistently, have the power to transform not just your relationships, but your entire experience of human connection.